Just to continue along with a few of the pertinent halachas in regard to Birchas Ilanos, just to run through briefly a few points here. First of all, the question of exactly when can one make the Birchas Ilanos. We mentioned yesterday that one of the time frames is any time of the year when one experiences the initial growth of the pre, which normally in Montreal certainly be later, but again, if it's a climate where it's earlier, one can certainly make the bracha earlier. However, there's a limit to one time per year. So therefore, if somebody would be going, let's say, you know, before Pesach, someone goes down to Florida, someone goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he witnesses the flowering of trees, he makes a bracha, and he comes back to Montreal, and a month later he sees those, you know, trees starting to bloom, same thing again. One has already experienced that, the sensation of seeing something, you know, see the season beginning, the fruit beginning, the tree beginning to blossom. One should not make a bracha. Again, it's once per year. What does one have to see to make the bracha? So Mr. Bruce says, where the bracha is on the chiddush of the tree, and witnessing the beginning, the flowering, would be when anytime someone sees a tree and the flowers have begun to blossom, until the point where even if there are fruits on the tree, one can still make the bracha, as long as the fruit is still in its formative stages. If the fruit is already fully developed, which is further along the road, then one cannot make a bracha. But even if there already are fruits on the tree, one can go ahead and should still make the bracha. Another question the Paiskim is, can one make a bracha on one tree alone, or should one see multiple trees? There are individual Paiskim who maintain that one should see more than one tree to make the bracha. Namely, they are Medayik from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Haraya Ilonis. One who sees trees in Lashon the Gemara uses as plural, which would indicate one would have to see more than one. However, the consensus of the Paiskim is not like this, because really, if you look through the Gemara, all the brachas we talk about, the Gemara chooses to express Lashon Rabbim. For example, the Gemara says, Haraya Chachmei Yisrael. Chachmei Yisrael, you don't have to make, the Paiskim agree, one makes a bracha if one sees one chacham, one does not have to see a whole contingent of chachamim. Likewise, it says, Haraya Yamim, if you make a bracha on Joseph Yama Godler, it's a massive gracious. It's not physically impossible to see two yamim at once anywhere in the world. That being the case, it's clear the Gemara uses that form of expression. Therefore, the vast majority of the place can agree one can make a bracha on one tree alone. If you have a choice, you know, someone has a yard with two trees, and someone has a yard with one tree, then you may as well go to one with two, but that's a minimal preference. And certainly, if you have the one tree right in front of you, nearby you, Zrizim Makdim and Lemitzis would dictate that you should go ahead and make a bracha on the one tree. As far as making a bracha on Shabbos, there are some who would like to suggest that one should not make a bracha on a tree on Shabbos because there's a risk somebody might come to to pluck a fruit or take off a branch. However, again, here though, the Paiskim pretty much agree this is not a chashash. We're not touching the tree. You don't really have to do anything. You don't have to smell the tree. We'll just merely watch it blossom. You can really do that from afar. There's no risk whatsoever. We try not to make new gzeiros post Chachmei Talmud, and therefore the Paiskim seem to all agree Shabbos is not a problem at all. Likewise, making a bracha at night, the Paiskim agree is not an issue. There we have it. Sometimes we have. By Raya Sayama Gadol, for example, it would be difficult to witness the grandeur of the Yama Gadol by night. You can only see a little bit along the beach. Therefore, many places can say you should not make the bracha. When it comes to seeing a tree, it's really not a big deal. You can see the full blossoming even at night. If you can see it clearly at night, be it as it may, whether it's at night, whether you see something through a window, through glass, once you visibly can see something and you have an appreciation of what's happening for the blossoming, that would be enough. One last point, I mentioned yesterday, Rabbi Kveger has a suffix if one should make a bracha on a tree which is a murkav. If it's not a pure, if it's a grafted tree where there are two different species which are grafted, there's a question since it's usher to go ahead and do that. Maybe it was done behetim, maybe a guy went ahead and did it, but that's some concept of grafting is not something which we frown upon. It's not something which a Kadosh Baruch would like to see done. And therefore, it's a question if one should make a bracha. If one only has that choice, one should ask a paisik, but again, if it's possible, one should avoid it and find a different tree to make a bracha on.